One of the most honored movies of the year and a leading candidate for several Oscars is Boyhood, a film by an independent director with a unique style of telling stories. Jeff spoke with him recently as part of our occasional feature, NewsHour Goes to the Movies.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
All right, don't worry about it.
In most films, the aging of characters is a sleight of hand, suggested through makeup or using multiple actors. In Boyhood, the passage of time is real. Director Richard Linklater shot the film over the course of 12 years, annually gathering his four leading actors together for a few days to shoot scenes to tell the story of a young boy named Mason, played by Eller Coltrane, from age 6 to 18.
It was as planned as much as it could be. It's kind of like your life. How much can you really plan for the next 12 years? You can have your goals and your outline of what you're working toward, which is certainly what the film did. I knew the last shot. I knew where I wanted it to end, but I didn't really, you know, I'm collaborating here with an unknown future like we all are at all times. So it had to incorporate that into the actual storytelling.
Linklater, age 54, has played with time and storytelling often in his career, notably in the so-called Before trilogy, Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, and Before Midnight, which tells the story of a romance between two characters, played by Julie Delpy and Ethan Hawke, as they grow older.
You know, I think that book that I wrote, in a way, was like building something so that I wouldn't forget the details of the time that we spent together.
I've always been obsessed with cinematic narrative and storytelling. The artificiality of so much plot always bugged me, so I think I've kind of naturally tended toward time structures, because I think that's closer to how we actually process time and the way we perceive the world and, you know, even our own, the way we drift through, you know, a day, a year, or a life, you know, it's kind of time-based. I think it's one of the fundamentals of kind of my cinematic thinking. It must be, because I keep kind of playing around it. I don't intellectualize it too much.
You know what I'm realizing? My life is just going to go like that. This series of milestones. Getting married, having kids, getting divorced.
What does that mean, though, the artificiality of film?
It's not inherent to film, it's inherent in storytelling in general. It depends on, you know, how you approach it. But I think the three-act structure is an artifice. A lot of plot points that work so well in a thriller, or, you know, that doesn't happen in most of our lives, but there are these beautiful constructs. But all film is a construct. You know, it's just what you want, how you want to be perceived, and how you want an audience to take in your particular story. And if you're not, I'm often going for a very realistic, I want an audience to lose themselves in the story I'm trying to tell and make it feel like it feels like your own life to some degree. So cinema can be anything, let's face it, and it's wonderful. It's the greatest storytelling medium ever, and it can be so many things. And I've done a lot of movies, so each one kind of has its own requirements.
Boyhood is filled with scenes that feel like real life, sometimes in all its awkwardness. As here, when Ethan Hawke, playing the divorced dad, picks up his two children.
How about you? How was your week?
Fun.
What you been up to?
Nothing really.
You still working on that sculpture project?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Almost finished.
What's it up?
Nothing.
It comes from myself as the kid I was once, talking a lot with my dad, who would pick me up on a weekend, and our best conversations were in the car. And because you're just in a car, I live, you know, an hour and a half away from him. So we'd spend 3 hours a weekend driving, and that was the best conversations.
That is not how we are going to talk to one another, all right? No, I will not be that guy. You cannot put me in that category, all right? The biological father I spend every other week with, and I make polite conversation, you know, while he drives me places and buys me. No.
It's fun to see him sort of figuring out fatherhood and being a very conscientious parent and trying so hard. It's endearing. So, and Ethan and I are very similar in that way, that, you know, our parents were divorced, and we have these relationships both in our past and to varying degrees in our present. So, you know, a scene like that comes up pretty natural for us.
Linklater works collaboratively, getting ideas from his actors, including his young ones. But he says this isn't improvised.
I never really improvise. I never have. There's a couple moments, even in Boyhood, where, I mean, I knew what they were going to say. We were on subject, and I had two cameras, and I let, in one case, it's a campfire scene where Ethan is dad and, you know, Ella is son, or they're talking about, you know, a potential future Star Wars movie, if there ever was going to be one.
You think they ever will make another Star Wars?
I don't know. I mean, I think if they were to make another one, that the period where this game is set is where it would have to be, because there's nothing after, really.
Yeah. No, Return of the Jedi, it's over. There's nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing else to do there.
And we had talked about it. I knew what they were going to say in general, but I didn't think it had to be scripted specifically. But other than that, everything's very scripted and very rehearsed and planned out. It has to be very tight for me to make it seem loose. You know, I wouldn't know how to turn on a camera and see what happened.
One time I had lunch with Tolstoy. Another time I was a roadie for Frank Zappa.
Richard Linklater came out of the independent film world, scoring early hits like Slacker in 1991 and in 1993, Dazed and Confused.
I want that piece of paper on my desk before you leave here today. Do you hear me?
In a world of blockbusters made for far more money,
Mr. Bernie Teeter
has continued to build a career of smaller, more personal films.
Look at the end of the year here, a lot of the films that people are talking about would definitely fall into personal, you know, visions from, you know, directors. And, you know, they're not big manufactured entertainments, but they are, you know, they succeed in their own way. So there's always a lot of films like that. So, you know, Hollywood is more, I think their business model changed. They're structured because of the cost to only do bigger films. So they've kind of abdicated the middle ground of the films they used to do are completely done kind of outside their system. They'll still distribute them, though. So it's always changing. But the bottom line, it's always a good year for movies. There's always a ton of great movies, more than you'll have time to see worldwide. And people will always want to make movies that mean a lot to them personally.
All right, the film is Boyhood. Richard Linklater is the director. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Yeah, good talking to you, man. Good being here.